Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships.
Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
And this is Ellis.
We are back, episode 11. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you in advance for sharing. How you been, doctor?
Just trying to maintain and get used to this new conversation, this new space of love.
Well, I'm having a good time with the conversation, getting some great feedback from family and friends who listen. We do encourage you to write in the comments so we can read those comments on our show. And also hit us up on our Facebook page with the name Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. And you can email us at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com. So today we're talking about safe love. So that's a conversation that we came up with today based on some observations that we've been having this week. So what is safe love, doctor?
You know, safe love is when you don't feel, for lack of a better word, unsafe. You don't feel vulnerable, and you're safe to feel vulnerable. And the person that you're with makes you comfortable. You can be your authentic self, and you can't be that person anywhere else. And so that the love that they provided you is a level of safety and security that you kind of like don't have any cares. You're just free to be yourself. And I don't know in this country or even in life if many of us have experienced a safe love. And it's you know, for me, I've only had that experience one time in my life with one person. And my behavior, typically when I'm in a place of unsafety, I'm paranoid, I'm not sure, I'm constantly looking over my shoulder. And so when you get to a place where the love is safe, because you're not accustomed to that, you behave as if it's unsafe. And I think oftentimes with us as humans, especially men, we go through that. We misbehave because we ain't never felt this kind of love before, because it's so foreign to us.
Wow. excuse me. It is quite unnerving to think about being in a space where you cannot be yourself. If there's no other place that you can be your authentic self than with your partner, this person that you're supposed to be in this loving relationship or loving communication with. I mean, dad.
I mean, you and I spoke about this earlier in one of our early shows about feeling secure. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel secure, if I don't feel safe, then like you can't be your best. You can't be your authentic self. You don't feel safe. And, it's a few times you can encounter someone or you encounter situations or places in which you feel relaxing and safe. But oftentimes in relationships, I know I don't feel safe in a lot of relationships, friendships, business, the whole nine. So when you say safe,
what are you, like, I think of safe, like as the opposite of, in this conversation, I'm thinking it as the opposite of fear.
Good. So I think the fear is a root of feeling unsafe. Like I was telling someone today, I said, when I don't feel safe, I'm afraid and I cut out, I leave.
Okay.
Like I can't stay. Because I know if I'm afraid, then my behavior is going to be one of protection, and it may be something else. I got to leave.
So, all right. So, in the case of a relationship, are you afraid of, what are you afraid of? Disappointment? What are you afraid of?
I think I've been afraid of abandonment. I've been afraid of love. I've been afraid of being judged, being shamed, being condemned. Being ashamed to show my authentic self because maybe someone's not going to love me or can I be my authentic self in this relationship?
So, that kind of goes back to something we just touched on. in our last episode where we talked about being in love with the god or the goddess, mm-hmm. you know, because I think once you get beyond that, you have to, you delve into who this individual truly is. And so wouldn't that be the time just to go ahead and just show them who you are?
Well, ideally, but realistically, oftentimes people are not ready for the real you because they don't know who they are. Or oftentimes, I know in my experience with a lot of women, women are so on the defensive because of what has happened to them, they become hard and they become, they're not good listeners because they're so busy trying to let you know who they are and what's not going to take place.
Okay. So you're saying they're letting you know who they are and also what they want or what they think they want?
Well, I think most times it's like what they won't tolerate. You know, as we were talking about earlier, you know, sometimes women are so so preoccupied about driving the car, so just join and just enjoy the ride.
Right.
You know, don't worry about the radio. Don't worry about the AC. Just enjoy the ride. Just chill. And that's not even like whether a man is driving or a woman is driving. Let's just enjoy the moment. Let's just cruise. Mm. You know, let's just take it day by day. But a part that you got to be vulnerable and be able to have a conversation if you want to know somebody.
I think a lot of times we all succumb to this pressure of the world that, you know, boy meets girl, you know, there's a certain amount of time and usually it's a short period of time where, you know, we're supposed to be committed. You know, I'm not going to say married, but at some point it's just, you know, it just should be us. Mm-hmm. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to get there. And that, like you just said that a lot of times individuals will tell you what we won't tolerate. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to take down the fence, you know, because truthfully, we will tolerate this from one person, but we won't tolerate it from the other person. So because this is this person over here that we'll tolerate it from, he or she got some other offerings that we like and make this thing that we said we won't tolerate not seem so bad.
You know, and I think you're right, but I also think we forget that, you know, there's no greater sin. We all fall short. We all make mistakes. No one's perfect in these relationships. And so just because, I heard a woman say, I won't tolerate a man being dishonest or lying to me. And so I said, so do people in your job lie to you? Do you lie at your job? Have you lied to somebody before? So what makes his dishonesty any greater than dishonesty we experience every single day? Because it's not something that should happen in a relationship. Well, hell, relationships are no different than, I mean, they're organic relationships. You know, this is my belief. If you don't want a lie or a person who's going to lie to you, then you have two choices. Either don't be in a relationship with the human being or create a safe space where this person can be honest and authentic so they don't feel a need to lie to make you feel important.
Right. And I think what we do when we come in and we say, well, I'm not going to tolerate this, and the third, it creates an environment where they're going to lie. Because mm-hmm. if that person mm-hmm. is that way, he or she is going to do things to try and cover it up. So that's a lie. When mm-hmm. you're not showing who you are, that's sort of like a lie. Or if those things occur, they're going to lie to you. You know, if you don't open up your relationships to where whatever occurs, there can be a conversation. The conversation may not happen immediately, you know, because sometimes people have to process some things, mm-hmm. but there should always be a conversation that can be had. And you could resolve the issue however you want to, but it still needs to be that open, safe space to communicate.
I recall during the red table talk with Will and Jada, he said, I did say I could love you through anything.
Yes.
And I've been thinking about that. How many women are able to love men through anything? How many men are able to love women through anything? Because to me, that's the love of God. When you have no conditions, I'm going to love you through anything, and I'm going to stick here no matter what. And I think in the age in which we live now, we're so quick to give up on love and relationships because of an infidelity or dishonesty or anything.
Right. And I think, you know, it's because of we're so concerned about external appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're worried about if I cheated on him, you know, he's going to be worried about what his boys can say. You know, they're going to ride him. You know, vice versa. My girls are like, girl, you stupid. I leave his ass. But, you know, but if we need to take our relationships need to be our business.
Right.
You know, you can do what you want to do in your relationship and don't worry about what the outsiders say.
You know, as I was listening to you, I was thinking that a part of this safe love phenomenon that I'm experiencing or is coming to an understanding that I live in an unsafe world. And so if I can't be safe in my relationship to be vulnerable and authentic, then where else am I going to find it? Because if I cannot be safe in a relationship, subconsciously, I'm going to seek it elsewhere through another medium. Not that I want to be there, but I'm searching for safety. I'm searching for comfort. Mm-hmm. And if I've never had that, all I know is misbehavior or dishonesty, because that's how I've survived in this unsafe, traumatic environment I've been reared in, then how can you expect me to be normal when I've never had normal life or relationships or, you know, experiences?
Mm-hmm.
It's too much pressure.
So let's talk about how do we create these safe spaces?
I think some of it is mental. And I had two experiences yesterday in which I was thinking about someone and they appeared. Like the man in the gym just appeared. And I was thinking about someone else and they reached out to me. And I was thinking like, wow, if I can, you know, project safety, can I create a safe environment and talk about it? Like I think we have to talk about what you need. And I need safety. I need to feel safe. Not that, I mean, I'm 6'4", 270, so I can protect myself with ease. But I don't want to be in a position I have to protect myself.
Okay.
Like I was going to a meeting with some people, and the first thing they said, oh, man, you know, you're a big whatever. And as soon as he said that, I immediately became more defensive. I said, because if you're measuring me up, I got to measure you up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I sat down, I began to just observe and position myself just in case anything pop off. I was like, oh, y'all been measuring me up.
Mm.
And I don't like to be measured up by men because that means I don't feel safe. So before I act a fool, turn this place upside down, let me go ahead and balance.
Yeah. So when it comes to the women in your life or women that you meet, what could we show you that will open, like be the first clue that this may be the beginning of the creation of a safe environment?
Communicate, be vulnerable, be honest, and don't be so hard and defensive, and don't be so quick to tell. It's amazing how you ask women what you're looking for. Now, I don't know. But they can tell you what they don't want.
Okay.
Like I heard this. I'm not sure where I heard this. It was, you know, instead of asking someone, what do you want to eat? You know, you ask, what don't you want to eat? So once you tell me what you don't want to eat, you know, I got a whole smorgasbord
of things
options,
that I could choose from.
Right? But okay. If I say what you want to eat, well, I don't know. Now I've learned to ask them, so what don't you want? Well, I don't want no man to be lying to me. You know, okay. So can I smack in the head? That's the first thing to come out.
That 6'4", 270 ain't gonna save you.
That's the first thing we come out. We talk about, you know, why not say, you know, I want to be held. I want to be told that I'm beautiful. I want to be told that you make me happy. I've never had that before. You know, I've never had those kind of experiences before. We just don't talk about what we need authentically.
Okay.
And in order to feel safe, you got to know what I need. And then it'd be nicer if someone asked you, so what do you need? I mean, what kind of relationship are you looking for? What's wrong with having an authentic relationship about what one needs and what kind of relationship we're looking for? I ain't looking for nothing.
Okay. So communication is the first, is the pillar of a safe relationship.
Okay. A shadow of a doubt.
All right. So, all right. What else do you need?
Transparency. you know, you, I mean, it'd be nice if you can be able to have a transparent conversation about failure, successes, needs, wants, desires, just like Prince says, you know, if I was your girlfriend. You know, talk to me like I'm your girlfriend. And then somebody, well, you know, I don't really talk to a bunch of women, you know, they, you know, the women are real catty. Well, damn, what the heck are we gonna do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you just gotta find the right set of women, you know. I have girlfriends. For a long time, I had people, but I didn't really consider a lot of them like my friends. And so I had to just kind of, I treat everybody as an individual. And right. So I look at them, look at their uniqueness and what about those things that I love. And those are the things that I do, or the things that connect us. The things about them that are not so great, I just try not to have encounters with them that bring that piece out.
So do you feel safe in those relationships?
I do. And then when I feel safe because I think the safety comes internally in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about, and I want more of us to have this. And it took some development to get there, but I don't worry so much about what other people think about me.
Right.
I don't worry about, you know, I make my own decisions, even though they could be unpopular and some other people are like, girl, that's, why would you do that? You know, but right. I got to do, I only get this one life, you know, so I have to live it how I want to. And I like, I don't know what I don't want or what doesn't work for me until I try. So I'm not afraid to try, and I'm not afraid to fail. I failed in a lot of things, relationships, business, but that's the best education I ever got.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. You know, I was thinking like we're a few places that a black man can feel safe in America. One is my house. I've been in homes with people in which I was not safe. So I'm safe in my house. And I feel safe in the church. Other than that, I don't feel safe. But I know there's some men who have no space in which they feel safe.
All right, so you said earlier in the show that there was one relationship that you had.
Yes.
That you felt safe. Okay. Can you tell us about that, Doctor?
I didn't know I was safe until after I misbehaved and it was gone. I didn't know how I was feeling. I didn't know that I was spiraling, and I was having actually an anxiety attack because I was so vulnerable. I felt so good. It couldn't be true. So I started to act up, not intentionally, but I could not cope with this newfound feeling I had of someone just loving me for me and not for what I could do or what I did or didn't do. And it didn't last a long time, but
it felt good.
It was heaven on earth.
So were there things about this particular lady that you could identify? So in your next relationship or wherever you move forward to?
I think, you know, she was not great at anything, but she tried at everything.
Okay.
So she was willing to try. I mean, we were having a conversation one time. She says, "Well, I don't do that. I mean, I'm not used to doing that." And she says, "But I'll try." You know what? She was like, "Well, I don't cook as good as you. I'm afraid to cook with you because you cook better than me." And
but she still would try.
But she tried. And so because she was so nervous in preparing food for me, because I can cook quickly, you know. But she was so nervous, it took longer. And I'm like, hey, just take your time. She said, "Well, I'm trying, but I'm nervous." But she was trying. So once the food got ready, like almost 4 hours later, mm-hmm. I mean, it was great, but she tried. I mean, she tried everything. And most women don't try. They have definitive lines. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. But she tried. And I didn't realize how hard she tried until after the
because I was so used to, you know, using the cooking example, I can cook, wash the dishes, put the dishes away, you know, cook the food, turn the food over, you know.
Yeah.
So by the time he's sitting down, kitchen's clean.
Done.
Yeah, everything's done. Mm-hmm. And then one time she said for me, she said, well, if you're going to do all that, what is there left for me to do? So I was like, what do you mean? She said, well, you know, because in her house, dishes everywhere. You know, she don't wash dishes. In my house, it ain't like that. You know, I made my Jackie Henderson. You know, leave no dishes in the sink.
You're going to clean up this kitchen. I'm mushroom man.
You know.
Hey, Miss Jackie.
Right. but she tried everything. And I don't think a lot of women I've been with had really given much effort, even cared to try. And you and I was talking once, and you said, I may not know, but I'm at least going to try and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, there we go again, that word. You know,
we're going to do it. What's my dad always say? Nothing beat a failure but a try. So.
Right.
So this is a good time. We got to take a break. So we're going to be right back with Love Wins with Allison Benin.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
We're back with Love Wins with Ellison Benita. So I want to start this segment off. You asked me a question one day this week, and it was about love. And it was, you know, about like, why do people love me, or what do they say their reasons are? And so I gave you an answer. You know, I said, I am nurturing. I am caring. I communicate, I listen, and what else did I say? I don't know, I guess I could go back and read the text. And then we talked today about driving. We used the driving analogy. And I think sometimes what we get caught up, I'm talking about women, we get caught up in like those things that I just described that I am. We see it as weak or vulnerable. And so we don't do that. Yep. You know, we gotta, you know, keep our hands on the keys, you know, say, you know, I can drive too, you know. But it's not, we know we can drive too, you know, but we don't have to. It's okay, as you say, to sit back and enjoy this ride. You know, and it doesn't make us look weak because we do all those things. I have a friend who, you know, and I'm like this with everybody. We got a guest in the studio. It's a fly. He's driving us insane right now. So if y'all hear some glass breaking, that's what we're trying to fight. But when you come into my home, I offer you a beverage. You know, I always have food. You know, I offer you something to eat and all these things. A lot of times people get caught up in that, you know, because I guess this isn't normal. You know, get this wherever.
And that's a sign of submissiveness. And you know, a woman hates the word submissive. So we think you being kind and caring is a form of submissiveness. And so though it is, I think women run from that whole, oh, I'm not going to be submissive. I mean, I got to be vulnerable, taken advantage of.
Yeah, but I think it's power.
It's very much power.
It's power because, you know, I don't feel weak. I don't feel weakened. You know, I don't mind doing it. I love doing it. And, you know, but when it's not appreciated, it's not that I'm going to stop doing it because I do this because this is me. Mm-hmm. but you're going to stop crossing that threshold.
Right.
Because you're
right.
not going to take me out of myself.
Exactly.
I'm not going to, you know, be sitting there just, you know, my mouth poked out because I don't, you know, you don't appreciate me offering you a drink or fixing your food or whatever, doing your clothes. Nah, that's me. I take care of the man that I'm with.
You know, and so if a man is taken care of, you know, he feels safe. If he feels safe, then he will go to the moon and back and let you know, each turn he's making around the galaxy. I think oftentimes, you know, women don't know how to make a man feel safe. And, you know, I use the analogy of Mary and Martha. It's the story in the Bible when Martha was trying to take care of Jesus. She was just being busy. And so she wanted Jesus to make Mary get up and help her. And Jesus said, no, Mary has chosen the better. Well, Mary understands how to be still, and Mary knew what Jesus needed. Jesus wanted somebody, you know, to sit at his feet, you know, and just chill versus being busy trying to do everything. And I know that's a byproduct of how some women have been reared and raised and taught. They got to be so busy. But if you, I mean, how are you going to be able to be in a relationship with any man if you're unwilling to make sacrifices to get to know him and do some things you wouldn't normally do? And so, you know, oftentimes in relationships, we don't know how to make sacrifices. And it's different when you feel, you know, you're just a natural caretaker. Mm-hmm. But if you're not a natural caretaker, you have to work at that if you want to be in a relationship. Like, I know a lot of women who want to be in a relationship, but they can't cook. They don't want to clean. I'm like, well, what you going to do? I mean, you ain't putting out. I mean, so what you going to do? You don't know how to love. So how you going to keep a man?
Well, you know, and some of these things that are excuses that, you know, should just be eliminated completely. You know, those who cannot cook, man or woman, it's too much. You got a computer at your fingertips all the time.
Right.
Yeah. All of these, Google is your friend. You can look up how to cook anything.
But, you know, but and so I'll say that it's not just the fact of you got to be able to cook for a man. Or even provide him sex or vice versa, we have to learn to be compatible with someone though we have differences. Mm-hmm. We don't have to agree on everything, but there has to be a few things that we agree on.
How to work with it, how to work with pieces. Right. Like you look at life as a puzzle.
Right.
No piece in the puzzle is the exact same.
Yeah.
But they fit together for the big picture.
Yeah.
So we ought to be that.
Like, I know for me, and I just realized this in the last 24 hours, I have to feel safe. Like, I refuse to be with anyone, anything, any situation where I don't feel safe. Because I know if I don't feel safe, some stuff is going to pop off. Mm-hmm. And not in a bad way. I just can't be in something if I don't feel safe. And so often,
y'all know this is Grand Central Station over here.
So often in relationships with people, I have not felt safe. And so often in relationships, I never articulated my safety. I never articulated that I did not feel safe because I didn't know it's what it was. Mm-hmm. But so often, you know, I keep saying so often, but we're not safe. We don't feel safe in our relationships.
I think also another thing that will help build that safe environment that we're seeking is consistency. I think we're comfortable when we know what to expect. And I'm not saying it in like to be routine, mm-hmm. you know, but just to understand who these individuals are. Like we have, things happen all the time and it may, you know, it impacts us emotionally. But that shouldn't be the norm. You know, everything shouldn't take us out of character, take us out of ourselves to act out of character.
But and you know so, why like, that happens, though.
Why does that happen?
Because most of us have been reared in trauma. And so you have traumatic experiences, we overreact and you know, little things take us out of our element. We've been reared in trauma. Mm-hmm. We've been hurt. We've been, you know, abandoned. We've been mistreated. Mm-hmm. And so when you live that, you don't know how to trust. You can't feel safe, so you overreact to it. I know I've had those experiences.
Okay. I can see that.
I had a conversation with someone, and as I was listening to them talk, I could relate to everything that they were saying. But I didn't say that to them because I wasn't willing to reveal, you know, that I understood, because I don't think they were able to have a place to hear me say, hey, I understand what you're saying. But so many of us don't know how to relax. We don't know how to calm down. We're not, you know, like, I don't have a problem sleeping. And neither do you.
No, I do not. Under a rock, yes. I can sleep.
And that speaks to a lot. You know, you can't settle your mind and your body down. I've gotten to a place where I can fall asleep easily and just relax. And some people don't have that luxury. They can't. They can't shut it down. They don't know how to relax. They don't know how to be vulnerable. They don't know how to come in and just look like I'm kept.
We have a name for that, but we can't say
it. It's that kept look, you know. So somebody may ask, so what does it mean to be kept? When you're safe. Like, I had a woman tell me one time, I'm a kept woman. I said, what do you mean? She was like, all my needs are met. My man does X, Y, and Z. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm like, nothing? She was like, nothing. There's nothing another man can do for me because my man, I'm a kept man. Come to find out, she was so kept that he got a divorce a few months later. But you was kept, all right.
Yeah.
You putting out here that you was kept and y'all was divorced.
She kept him in debt. She was tired.
Yeah, you was kept, okay. Uh-huh. But I was wondering, why would she put up that facade that you're this, and that wasn't the case? Because if you're kept, you're secure. You're not arrogant. You're not overly confident. But it's a measure of safety and comfort, and I know that my needs are taken care of.
Yeah.
So why would you portray that if that wasn't the case? Who is she trying to impress?
What did I just say? We care about external appearances. So it was important that she built this facade. She built how she wanted other people to look, or what she thought other people wanted, or what impressed other people.
That's so shallow. It's so shallow. And one thing I know for me, I cannot fit into a shallow space. Because I'm not going to feel safe in shallowness. I'm not going to feel safe in fake and inauthentic. I can't deal with people like that.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's like, you know, she wasn't comfortable with who she was for real, you know, who she really is. And so she had to build it up a different way.
But to me, that's... I don't say it's a mental illness, but I was thinking about this. How many people have we been in a relationship that was not mentally stable?
I'll raise my hand.
and I can honestly say I was in relationships and I was not mentally stable. I was not mentally, spiritually, or emotionally stable in that relationship. But get me to another relationship and I am like, you know, oof, I'm fine. It's wine.
You know, I was, I got a friend and we talk about, you know, he meets different women and we talk about, you know, he shares with me things about these women, and all of them are very needy. All of the women, you know, they need money. It's always money, but you know, they always need. And so I asked him, because we had dated for a little while. And it didn't last. And I told him, I said, based on everybody that you've met, that you've shared, you know, told me about, they all need something. And, you know, they're dependent on you to provide this and this.
Captain Saberho.
Yeah. And I said, so what does that say about you that all of the women that you've been attracted to, other than me? Because I never asked him for anything. But other than me, you know, that, you know, so sometimes... You know, is that a safe space? He's going into a place. Because I think safety, that's safe for him. Maybe he feels like he has to be with a woman who needs him.
Well, I think oftentimes we have a need to be needed. And women are always looking. It's that whole Walt Disney image, you know, somebody come in on a horse to save them. You know, because we always want to be saved by a man, big strong arms who will pick us up and scoop us off and take us off, you know, into Never Never Land. But that's not reality. And unfortunately, men have played into that stereotype just as much as women. And that oftentimes if a woman doesn't need us, we don't feel secure as a man. But it's nothing like a woman not needing you, but she knows how to rely on you. That's the difference.
Right. So you have wants versus needs. And I remember telling a guy one time, I want you, I don't need you. And he was offended because he wanted me to need him. And I was like, but I don't. And I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't never going to say I need you, baby, when I don't really need you.
if a man said to you, I want you, but I don't need you.
I great. We together. We a couple then.
Yeah. I guess we gotta define what need. What do you mean by need? Like, I need air.
Right.
I need me.
Yeah.
I need to do a whole lot of things. But other than that, you don't really have a need.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't say I need it.
Yeah.
Tim.
I mean, because it's not a lot of people I need. It's a lot of people I want, but you know, I need my mama. I need my mama.
Ain't going nowhere.
Oof, Lord have mercy.
But you have, you know, but that's the thing. Some people just want to be needed, and if they're not, then they're not safe. They're not feeling safe in this relationship, in this space. Because, I mean, I'm going to value the things that I want. Because if I need you, let's say I need you for money. At some point, hopefully, I ain't going to need you for money. Then what? I'm going to dismiss you?
But it has to be a different commodity of need other than something that's material.
All right. Well, I need, I don't even need.
And why would anybody want to be needed? Well, because oftentimes we connect need to love and appreciation. You know, because if you need me, then you're going to do anything to keep me. Like, I'm a firm believer, you know, in my previous relationships, you know, individuals thought they, you know, I needed them, right? Like, he can't make it on his own. Mm-hmm. And I think I carried that same kind of mentality, you know, in other relationships. It's a form of control almost.
That's true.
It's a form of control.
So they need that. Those people who need to be needed or want to be needed, that's their insecurity.
My homegirl, who I love to death, she said something to me. She sent me this little meme, and she called me Dr. Sabo. She called me Captain Sabo. She said, because you have a need to be needed. And she said, that's straight ego and straight control.
Do you need to be needed?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
And what broke you out of that? Because you didn't like to be called Captain Save-A-Hub.
That too. But you just come to reality that you're operating ego. And you cannot be in a healthy relationship if you're living in your ego. Mm-hmm. Because ego is about control. It's about manipulation. It's about, you know, wanting to be needed because that makes you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. And as a pastor, you know, a lot of pastors are caught up in that. You know, being a savior. I don't have that kind of hang up anymore. I don't think I had it from a pastoral end, but definitely in relationships, I had a need to be needed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why, you know, again, like your homeboy, I attracted women who needed something from me because that made me feel good.
Right.
Because the person I maybe was supposed to be with, they ain't need me. Right. They ain't need my opinion, they ain't need my thoughts, they don't need nothing about me. Like, why am I even here? I'm like Stedman.
Hey, I've always wanted me a Stedman.
Yo, Stedman is the most punkest
ain't that role wrong with ever. Stedman. Mind your business.
No, I think one of the worst images of a man is a man who's just a prop. Like, you know, men oftentimes have Barbies. You know, she's just she just looks the part.
Yeah.
Well, women have Stedmans. And he just looks the part.
I just want to know where I find me one of these Stedmans. First, I got to find Oprah Dollars, and then the Stedmans will come running, huh?
You may have a Stedman, you know, around these parts of the Audubon.
I don't think so.
You know, I think I've seen one around somewhere, you know, out here in these streets.
Hey, that's why I hang out with my boy Johnny. That's my Stedman.
you know, it's at this age, it's all about safety. It's all about, because with safety, there's freedom. Mm-hmm. With safety, there's creativity. With safety, love, you know, love can flourish. Like when the universe is in a safe and calm place, like it was a few months ago, we saw animals coming out. We saw trees come. We saw the universe. We're seeing bugs that we've never even seen before, fish we've never even seen before, because the universe is in a safe place, so it's able to create and reproduce. But you can't reproduce in chaos. You can't reproduce when you're not, you know,
that's true.
Safe. Like I've had a woman friend of mine say to me, you know, it's like, if a man can make a woman feel safe, then you won't have a problem with her loving you or climaxing, or more importantly, giving you what you need. But she has to feel safe first. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important, I think.
It is important. All right, so we're going to take a break and we're going to be right back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. I just want to give a quick shout out to Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music Radio Network on the Live 365 stream. Check those guys out. I adore them. I do a happy hour show every Friday and Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7. And I do a hump day show on Wednesdays nights at 10 o'clock. So check them out. And thank you to the Black Talk Radio Network for having us on your network. We love it here. Thank you. All right, so safe. All right, so safe, we got communication. We need transparency. We need authenticity. And we need, Ellis don't need you to need him anymore. He's good with you wanting him.
No, I think that, you know, it's great. It's great to be needed when the need is not a form of manipulation or control. Like, I've been needed by people who was trying to manipulate me or control me, mm-hmm. or trying to exchange their need of me by giving me something that I didn't really want. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Well, I do know. I do know. I know because the more we talk about love, the more we have these kind of conversations, it gets me to thinking about what I didn't have and why was I settling for less. And so safety is just something that's been on my mind since Sunday. I saw a safe man that I had never seen a safe man before. He was open. And I remember I was explaining to a friend of mine, and she was like, oh, that's how you used to look. I said, like that? I said, ew. She was like, yeah, you look like that. And I said, so I've seen two of us.
But you want to be back there.
I want to be back there. Yes. Because okay. I didn't know it when I was there. But when I saw it on Sunday, I was like, Lord, that's a dinosaur. Tyrannosaurus, what is that?
Ladies, let me help you get to a point. Y'all know I'm life coaching now, so help you get to the point so we can be comfortable creating these safe spaces for the person that we say that we want. I can help you with that.
But I think a woman has to articulate what or when or how they can be safe as well. Because it's nothing like two people in a safe space sharing love, life, and relationship.
I think, so I have this plan, and it's called From Frazzled to Free. Mm. And so, because sometimes we just frazzle, women I'm talking about, and we got all this stuff going on. And we talked briefly about why, I think we were talking about women being angry, and I said, no, women are not angry, we're tired. We got so much mm-hmm. stuff going on. And so we have to move through all of this and manage it to get to a point of free. And when we're at that point of free, you know, we're confident in who we are. Like I spoke earlier in this show, just about the things that I do that some people would see as weaknesses, or use the word submissive. But I'm comfortable being submissive, because when I'm ready to drive this car, I'm taking them keys. So I'm good.
Right.
As long as you're driving me right.
Right.
You know, ain't no road rage, you ain't zigzagging, being crazy. Drive on, babe. But when I'm tired, I'm taking those keys. And I think that's from being frazzled, I'm free. I'm good with me. Flaws and all, I'm good with me.
I think that's beautiful. But as I always say, you're a different breed, Bonita.
But yeah. I can coach women to this. But she has to be.
I don't think they want to be coached. If they want to be, are they willing to be free? Are they willing to be, just safe and not be so uptight? And I mean, you ain't got to be able to pull, but you got to be free. You don't have to be liberal, but you have to be.
asking.
No, because I had someone say to me, I ain't gonna be on nobody's pole. I said, how did the pole get into the conversation?
Where did the pole come from? And it ain't nothing wrong with being on the pole.
Well, it is for me. It's not for her, but it is for me. I was just wondering, like, how she, she mentioned being on the pole. How did the pole get into the equation? Because I ain't going to be on nobody's pole. I said, you not know women on pole? They skilled.
Yeah, you know how hard it is?
It's very hard.
All that upper body strength that's necessary.
But she was like, I ain't gonna be on nobody's pole. Like, I'm like, you gotta relax, Shorty. You gotta, take a deep breath.
From frazzled to free.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we can get there. The key is to getting there is being honest with yourself about what's making you frazzled, what's making you, uncomfortable with the skin that you're in. Once you're comfortable here, you're unstoppable.
I had a former mentor tell me the black folk was too busy trying to survive day to day to figure out how to be free.
That's an unfortunate truth.
It is. And so he's always tell me that I have to be intentional to take some time out of the rat race so I can just learn how to be free and stay free. So COVID has taught me, if nothing else, I was free.
Yeah, COVID has changed a lot of things for everybody. And, and also during this season of COVID, we're going through these civil changes.
Yes. Which is needed.
Oh, I like it. It's good. It's good. I mean, I think, I attribute it to COVID because we were sitting down, everybody was looking this time. To some things that everybody may not have seen before, because we're busy with the rat race, but you're going to do nothing else in May but sitting here, looking at news briefs and TV and all of those things. So you saw everything.
We're putting money in Jeff Bezos' pocket.
Yep. He got all my money. I kind of miss him. No, I got something coming tomorrow.
order something.
All the time.
Goodness gracious.
So we hope you got some takeaways from this episode of Safe Love. Hit us up at lovewinswithellisandbonita@gmail.com via email. If you tell us it's something you want us to answer for you, we'll answer it to the best of our ability. We'll do it on the show or an email, however you want. Hit us up on Facebook. Like our page, Love Wins with Ellis and Bonita. And keep sharing the podcast. We really appreciate you. We can't do this without you. We're just grateful. So thank you so much. And we will check in with you next week. Peace.
Peace and blessings, family.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellis and Bonita. Until next time, put love first. #LoveWins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at LoveWins with Ellis and Benita @gmail.com.